the Pharisees, the religious people today, all these Baptists, Mennonites, Catholics, everybody we met today that say they know Jesus, but they live in sin.
That's true. Okay. You can't be living
in sin. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you go to a church system?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
It's called Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Baptist?
No.
No, just what is it?
Non-denominational.
Non-denominational. So let me ask you a question. Non-denominational. Did Jesus start that church or is a man?
I mean, what do you mean?
When did that church start? 50 years ago,
like 80
years ago.
A pastor started it.
Yeah, okay, so a man started it.
Sure.
So do they keep the traditions of God, or do they keep all the false traditions around them, like the Roman Catholic pagan holiday of Christmas?
What do you mean we keep Christmas?
You practice Christmas. It's coming up.
Well, we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
No Bible scriptures tell us to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
He's our Lord and Savior.
What do you mean? The Bible doesn't tell you to. We're supposed to lift up Christ crucified. And no Bible verse gives you Easter either. That's another Roman Catholic pagan holiday. You guys practice Friday death and Sunday resurrection. Do you know he died Wednesday and he rose Saturday? He didn't even die on the days you practice it.
Why does any of this matter? Why does that matter? Not
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
You know, but why does it matter? All these
and Jesus said,
things.
Jesus said,
do you believe that Jesus died and rose?
God will worship in spirit and truth. You're worshiping in lies. Worshiping in lies. That's why it matters.
Wrong day of when he died and got up.
That's a lie. One lie. Revelation 22 says it'll put you out of the kingdom of God. What's the gospel to eternal life they teach you?
Faith through Jesus.
That's it.
Salvation.
Just believe in Jesus.
Yeah, agreed.
That's it.
Right.
And you go to heaven.
But doing other things like celebrating his birth.
No, let's go back to the gospel. Believe in Jesus.
The shepherd celebrates his birth.
Believe in Jesus.
The shepherd celebrates.
Believe in Jesus. What else do you do to find eternal life? If you're a Christian and that's a biblical church, they should have taught you this.
That's it.
That's it. Just believe.
All you gotta do is believe.
Satan believes. Is he going to heaven?
No, because he's not the Lord of his life.
He's what?
He's not the Lord of his
life.
So
what happens?
Even the demons know that Jesus.
So what happens when he's Lord? What does that mean? What do you have to do with your sin in your life?
What do you mean?
Have they taught you to repent?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You didn't say that.
I didn't understand the question. Of course,
the question, how to find eternal life, the gospel is pretty rudimentary. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. By faith and repentance, you come out of sin.
I agree with all this, but why?
No, you're not even listening to the gospel.
Yes, I am.
You said you agree with all. I'm trying to get the biblical gospel for you. The path to life, you don't have it because you don't know it. You didn't preach it. You said faith only. No Bible verse says faith only.
Well, of course you have to repent. Yes, of course.
You have to repent.
Faith in Jesus is
what else do you have to do? What else has to happen to you?
You have to be born again.
There you go. Yeah. So they taught you that. So by faith, repentance, you're born again. What's the fruit you're born again if you truly are born again?
What's the fruit if you're born again?
Jesus said you'll produce much fruit in John 15, not a little.
Yeah,
much.
Much, okay.
Will you be worldly or godly?
Godly.
How come all the churches I know, including yours, are worldly? Sports, politics, entertainment, cultural fashion. Why is that? You're not supposed to be of the world. You're supposed to be holy.
We have to be in the world, but not of the world.
Yeah, in the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We don't look nothing like the world. We don't entertain like the world. We don't dress like the world. We don't act like the world. We've been called out of the world. That's what these churches don't teach you. You're being deceived by these false churches.
Like during the time of Jesus, they would wear the customary clothes. They were wearing...
God dressed us in Genesis 3. That's another whole topic.
So why are you wearing an animal?
No, because it's not... He shed blood the one first time. It was an archetype of Jesus. Then all the animal sacrifices. Then Christ is the final shedding of blood. We don't need no more animal skins. God did it in the beginning.
Why are your clothes better than
you're showing your form off. And your head's covered. And your men are supposed to preach with their heads uncovered.
Okay.
Women's heads are supposed to be covered. You don't do that at your church either.
So you have to follow I thought Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament law.
That's New Testament. 1 Corinthians 11 is head coverings for women and no head coverings for men. And everywhere in the New Testament, people wore robes and tunics to cover their forms. See, this is what they're not teaching you.
Okay, so that might be
true. And then you have to, have to endure in the end. So by faith, repentance, did he take a gospel card? Would you like one?
Yeah.
Test yourself to it.
Okay.
And our website has a 10-point test that shows you how the evangelical faith, the non-denoms, they're false.
There's a ton of people who I agree are
they're
just
false.
Completely, lost.
Not a ton. I don't know one biblical church in America. Really? Email me one.
How small do you think the true kingdom of God is? I know it's
Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life in Matthew 7. It means puny.
Yeah.
Few.
So
puny.
You think like out of all America, what percent? Like, you don't think only all stuff like five?
How many men? How many men came out of Israel out of 600,000 men to obey God? Have they taught you these things?
How many men came out of Israel? Like when Moses came up?
No. Moses never went into it.
Sorry, what's the question? Say again.
The Bible tells us 600,000 men of fighting age went into the desert and God said, you're wicked, you're rebellious, you're not going to enter in. Two.
Joshua and Caleb.
Two out of 600,000. Right? Two out of 600,000. How many came out of Sodom and Gomorrah?
He had a lot. His life was bad. That was bad.
Three.
His two sons?
You see, if you... No, daughters. Two daughters. Three came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. How many got out...
This is a good argument. This is good.
How many got off the ark? Eight.
Yeah,
out of multi-millions on earth that God killed.
Yeah.
You want to be one of the few, not one of these many evangelical non-denoms. Well,
no, I'm not. I'm
you're of them. You go and sing and pray with them. You're of them, sir. I love you. Telling you the truth.
None of that's not going to... None of that's non-salvific. Right?
Yes, it is.
A lie? You said all you need is these three things.
Is a lie.
You say I have to wear the right clothes.
No.
Beard, all this.
No. I said faith, repentance, must be born again. Fruit that you're born again is you obey God's word in all of his ways. This is all obedience.
It just seems very pharisaical.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Not pharisaical to obey God's law.
Easy.
What was the problem with the Pharisees? Did he rebuke them for keeping God's law? No. He rebuked them because they did it hypocritically.
Yeah, they had the wrong heart. But you don't feel like this is kind of like that?
Preaching the truth to you? What are you doing here?
I'm just...
Entertaining yourself?
I'm here with my family.
Entertaining yourself.
I'm walking around.
You're not preaching the gospel. You're not loving your neighbor. We're loving our neighbor. We're loving you by calling you out. You need a rebuke. You need to say, if you don't come out of that church system, you're going to die.
What's the more effective
and lose
way?
Your soul.
This is my argument. So I see what y'all are doing. And
we're doing what the Bible calls us to. Go
maybe.
Preach the gospel.
But
not maybe.
March
16, go preach the gospel. Just preach
but
it to
you.
But
what if it isn't, like, wise? What if the way you're doing it isn't palatable for others? What if what's... Just listen,
we don't do it palatable for people.
Can I have my turn? What if what I'm doing is I'm going and I'm meeting these people, I'm building a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And then I'm sharing the gospel. And
friendship evangelism
and
doesn't work. And
Christ.
Look at you're the fruit of your friendship evangelism. You're ungodly and unbiblical. So you're going
to
make more just like you.
Jesus said
to the Pharisees, you go a long way to make proselytes, and then you make them twice the son of the devil that you are. You are going to make false converts like in your church system. You got to come out of the world and be holy and godly. Preach the biblical gospel. Jesus did it. Paul did it. John the Baptist did it. And guess what Jesus said you'll be? What will the world think of his people? Loved or hated?
Hated.
Your way, people love it.
People don't love me. I'm confrontational, obviously. I'm a lawyer.
you're not confrontational at all. You're compromising to go along, get along. You look up that 10-point test, you'll see sin of your church. And then you'll say, Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are as bold as a...
lion?
You want to be bold as a lion.
I do.
This is loving to correct and rebuke. In Mark 10, Jesus told the rich man, one thing you lack, and it says he loved him. He loved him to tell him what he lacked. I'm loving you to tell you what you lack.
I need to give up
You need to give up everything. Yeah, you need to lose your life.
You can tell everyone to do
your pride, your vanity.
Everyone has their own idols.
Right,
you
exactly.
But his idol,
yeah,
right?
Money's not wicked. The love of money's wicked. But here's the thing.
Sure.
If you love your church system, you won't leave it for Christ. If you love pagan Christmas and Easter, you won't leave it for Christ. If you love the ways of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, media, video games, movies, you love all that stuff. You ready? James 4:4 says, to be a friend of the world, we were just studying this, it means to be fond of. If you're fond of the sinful things of the world, you like NFL, like to watch it, I'm fond of that, you're an enemy of God.
Man, that's tough. It seems like a lot to have to do, though. Right? Isn't the whole thing with the Pharisees?
James says, show you my works, I show you my faith. James 2.
But, so what I see, all right?
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
But what I see...
He said, come out of the world. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
But Jesus didn't give all this stuff on people. Like you're giving
the Bible does. Actions. It's his word of God. He gave bits and pieces.
But
we have the compiled word of God.
He said, to be saved, you need these very few things. And you're
adding say that.
This, you're saying
he said, keep the law.
Other stuff.
He said, keep the law. And then he handed it off to Paul, who preached to the Gentiles. And Paul said, keep the traditions I've handed down.
I don't see the Second disciples Thess 2. Like adding all these things, though.
It's in God's word, sir. I didn't add anything.
Just
it's in God's word. It's in God's word. Are you married?
No.
If you're married, can your wife go sleep with other men?
No.
Why not? Oh,
because it's
you're going to be a legalist and tell her that she's your wife,
no,
and the Bible says she shouldn't commit adultery.
I mean, that's completely adultery.
That's in the Bible. You're being a legalist.
But
lying is in the Bible. Tell people they can lie.
But you can't watch
if you're
football.
A boss.
It doesn't say you can't watch football.
Really? It says set nothing vile before your eyes. Violence, pride, covetous, rowdiness, worldliness, carnality. They promote abortion and LGBT, and you want to be part of that.
I agree with that. No. But
you are.
Why?
Because you promote it. You watch it. You're setting it before your eyes. We're supposed to redeem the time.
There's a lot of,
we're supposed to be preaching
war,
the gospel.
Though. There's a lot of war. So how do you
we're
do
supposed
that?
To be preaching the gospel.
How do you be a warrior and also not be in front of violence? Like David. So you're saying David was sinning by going to war?
Well, God commanded David to do that. Certain things. God didn't command men to be playing NFL football. Now you're getting foolish. You need to go and test your religious body.
He said watching violence is a sin.
It is.
And David went and watched violence on God's
command. God commanded men to kill other men at times. God is the creator. He can do it. You and I can't. They're doing it for entertainment. David didn't do it for entertainment. How wicked. That's wicked. That's wicked. You're being wicked now. David didn't do that for entertainment, sir. Don't toy with me.
You said any
I've gone a long way with you.
Violence.
Don't toy with you. Don't toy with me. You're toying with the word of God. You need to repent and come out of the churchianity system, or you're going to lose your soul. You are the sad fruit of the American church system, and you're going to lose your soul on Judgment Day.
Well,
repent and come out, or you have no hope. Email me. Look up that 10-point test. Email me. We'll go deep. Let's see if you're a true seeker. Email me. Email me, we'll talk the truth of God. He's dabbling in sin and wickedness, and we can't let it stand on Judgment Day. God's going to do away with it all. Holy is the Lamb of God. That was a non-denominational man. What did he say, Sister Amin?
I talked to him briefly. He was pushing back. I said, you need to go talk to my husband about
it. I came over when I saw that.
He kept calling me a Pharisee.
Yep.
And I eventually turned my back on him. He said, God told me to do this. He pulled his neck down. He has a tattoo on him. I said, the wrong God.
There you go.
I said, don't be a Revelation 21:8 coward. Be a man and go talk to my husband.
Yeah, and did you notice, Sister Amin, when I said, if you get married, can your wife sleep with other men? No, that's adultery. I said, oh, you're a Pharisee. You're a legalist. That's in the Bible, huh?
I stumped him, yeah. Did you confront him or did he?
He walked up and I started preaching and he walked up to me and I saw that he had been talking to you, so I kind of confronted him.
Be a man and go talk to you,
yep.
Not me.
And he did. And I just told him he has a chance to email me if he wants, so I had to cut him off short because he started toying with the truth of God. But
when I walked over, his demeanor was a lot different with you than it was with me.
Oh, sure.
He was sharp and biting, and I turned around on him. I told him, I said, he'd help you in it. Go talk to him.
Yeah, amen. Good job, Sister Amin. Standing for truth today.
Lots of gospel cards went out.
Amen. Thousands of people saw the truth. Lots of gospel cards went out.